Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Most of us are up for some spooky fun here in October. You might break out the Ouija board or watch a classic horror movie, I suppose. But for some Michigan State University students, seeking out the supernatural is a year-round activity. The MSU Paranormal Society is a student club that visits all kinds of haunted places, from old naval battleships to buildings here on campus. And joining us to tell us a little bit more about what exactly goes on in Hunting Ghosts is Vice President of Membership Alex Van Buskirk. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
And Amy Berry is a member of the club. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You didn't bring your gear. I was kind of hoping that we could detect some spirits here in Studio S. You'll have to come back with the gear. Alex, tell us, what kind of activities do you do at the Paranormal Society?
Yeah, okay. So as a club, we have weekly meetings, which at the meetings we play a lot of games. We do just a lot of fun, like paranormal things, like we watch scary movies and that kind of stuff. But then outside of the club, like on weekends, we do investigations, and we've gone to Bay City with MPI, Metro Paranormal Investigators, and did a huge fundraiser investigation with them. We've gone to like cemeteries with all of our equipment to see what we can catch, and we've done a lot of events with spots on campus to kind of check out the haunted spots that we have here.
And what have you found? What's the most interesting thing you've come across?
Personally or with the club?
Yeah, either.
Okay, so personally, we went to a little tiny cemetery in Howell, Michigan, which is where I'm from. And this tiny cemetery is like in the middle of nowhere, no lights.
Perfect.
And while we were there, when we first got there, everyone was like, okay, this is a little spooky. But then the longer we were there, this feeling of like, get out, like something doesn't want us there. And so as the night progressed, it just felt like we needed to leave. And so I was like, yep, I'm done, let's go.
Amy, do people ever ask you to come and investigate whether their own house is haunted?
Yeah, we've had in the past. I know that we've done like a lot of house investigations, and we just like houses and other spots that people feel that there's spirits that they aren't like completely comfortable with. Mm.
And what's the most interesting thing that happened when you were doing one of these house investigations, mm-hmm. Alex?
So I went on a house investigation that we had another paranormal investigator just in Michigan that went with us, and he kind of led it for us, which was nice. And we were using a spirit box in the basement.
What's a spirit box?
So it's kind of, it's a radio, and it like flips through radio like signals really, really fast. So it's like
frequencies.
Yeah. And so supposedly a spirit will be able to pick out certain words or phrases that it wants to use. And when we were in the basement, I could have sworn that I was hearing, you know, voices, but the people I was with didn't say they did, but I could have sworn I was hearing things.
Amy, did you have any interest in the paranormal before you joined this club?
I did. My sophomore year of high school, I went through a phase where I was addicted to the show Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've just like, I'm really terrified of everything, actually. And even, like, watching the show would scare me. But then I was like, it's participation. And I, like, saw Alex, and she's like, come to the club, it's really fun. And I was like, oh, like, ghost hunting seems cool. Like, I'll go. So that's how that happened.
You were custom made for that. What about you, Alex? Did you have interest in ghosts and the paranormal before?
Kind of. I mean, my mom is really into, like, the spooky, scary stuff. And so she's always trying to, like, get me into it. But I'm actually terrified as well with Amy. So we're kind of the scared ones of the bunch. But I had some friends in the club, and so I came to the meetings. I was like, wow, this is a great group of people. It's a good time, so I'm going to stick with it. And it's a really fun social club. So.
Our guests here today on Current State are Alex Van Buskirk and Amy Berry, members of the MSU Paranormal Society. Tell us a little bit more about the equipment you use.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the box a minute ago.
Yeah, so we don't have a spirit box, but a lot of our equipment, we have video cameras, voice recorders, flashlights, just, you know, to see in the dark. And then we have some other things like the K2 meters, which feed off energy, which is really cool. Like, it, you know, it's got a green light and it goes all the way up to red. And so if a spirit wants to contact us, they can come up to the light. And if it flashes to red and like stays there for a minute, then we usually are like, ooh, we're picking something up.
Okay.
So those are really fun to use, and those are really easy. You know, all you have to do is hold it.
Amy, how much do you know about these places that you investigate before you go out and investigate them? Do you know a lot or a little or what?
Prior to investigations, we usually do research to see like what kind of activity has been happening in the area, just so we kind of know like what to look out for and what kind of like spirits have been known to be there.
How do you find that out?
Usually like internet research and that kind of stuff, and either like word of mouth.
Alex, most people are pretty skeptical of the idea that there are ghosts around. What kind of reactions do you get from people when you tell them about the club and what you guys do?
Mm-hmm. It's very mixed. We'll get people that are like, oh my gosh, there's a ghost in my house. I have the best stories. And then we also have people that are like, no, it's not real. That's a bunch of hubbaloo. So, I mean, it's varied, like, across the board. And, you know, that's the same as the people in the club. We have some people that are, like, hardcore believers, and then some people that are like, nope, it's not real. And so
you were part of a group that went to Bay City to spend the night on the USS Edson, a decommissioned naval battleship. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
So, actually, neither one of us went, but we heard a lot of great stories from our members, and a lot of them, they caught, you know, one girl actually felt the movement of her bag. And it was funny because our friend was right next to her, and he was like, are you moving? And she was like, no. And so her bag, like, actually moved across her back, which was kind of cool.
Now, a lot of our listeners are sitting here saying, you're just very suggestible people.
Maybe.
How do you respond to those skeptics?
I mean, maybe we are. Maybe some people are just more suggestible, I guess. I don't know.
We're talking with Alex Van Buskirk and Amy Berry, members of the MSU Paranormal Society. In addition to these investigations off campus, you guys also lead tours of some of the supposedly haunted spots here at Michigan State. Where are some of the spots around East Lansing here that you visit, Amy?
My favorite one personally is the auditorium, just because there's been apparition seen of a little boy laughing. People have heard laughing and like seen him like rolling a ball down the hallway. And then also Mary Mayo has some very different stories. There's been, the fourth floor is closed off to everyone. There's no way to get up to the fourth floor. There's been satanic rituals, and apparently a woman hung herself up there. So there's, I'm assuming, very bad spirits up there.
You say apparently, though. I mean, that's the legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the legend. Yes. And since we are not able to get access to the room, we have not been able to investigate it, unfortunately. But there's also Beaumont Tower is supposedly haunted, and
the gardens,
and I don't.
How many of those places have you actually visited?
It's hard for us to get to a lot of places on campus just because of like hoops we have to jump through. But we have done like a haunted tour of campus with campus archaeology, and we took a lot of just people from the community that wanted to check them out. So we took them to the Beaumont Tower, Mary Mayo, I think Yakeley Gilchrist. So we just took them to like different spots on campus and talked to them about, you know, the stories and legends that are there and why people think they're haunted. And
I'm hearing all kinds of crazy stories about the new nursing building, too, by the way, which is... that's so new that there's no mm-hmm. way it's had time to even become haunted yet. So that's... Have there been... You mentioned a time you were felt a little bit too creeped out to stick around in mm-hmm. Howell, correct?
Yep, in Howell, Michigan. We were at a cemetery, yep.
And any experience like that for you, Amy?
Actually, on October 11th, we went to the Soup Cemetery in Belleville, Michigan, and I had one of the scariest personal experiences I think that could happen to a person. I had surgery on my rotator cuff in August, and my friends, like my group, we were in a section of the cemetery. We cut it into quadrants, and I was like looking over in an area, and I was like, hey, do you see something over in that corner? And it was like the figure of a woman dressed in white. Like it seemed to be like she was weeping over a grave. So I was like, let's go do a session. Like that's really cool. So we go over there. And as soon as we walk away, I like feel a sharp pain in my shoulder that I had surgery on. Later to find out that the woman supposedly had a son who died of surgery. And she was following me around the cemetery. And I know this because we had like the electromagnetic field detector, which is like the K2 meter. And my friend put it on my back, and it was like 2.9. And the baseline is 0.1. And he put it on my friend's back, and it was 0.1. And so, like, on my shoulder that I had surgery on, it was like 2.9. And I was like, and we had like a really, really bad feeling. Like, and we tried to walk out of the cemetery, and I felt as if I wasn't allowed to walk out of the cemetery.
Very interesting. Well, this has been really fun. We're glad you could join us. We've been talking to Alex Van Buskirk and Amy Berry, both members of the MSU Paranormal Society. Many thanks to both of you for joining us. Have fun.
Thanks. Thank you.